Good evening. You are listening to 91.7 KOOP Austin. Welcome to Commercial Suicide, a sampling of the best in experimental, improvised, noise, and outsider music. Join your host, Nick Hennies, for the next 2 hours as he guides you through the unmarketable world of strange sounds, silence, and no commercials.
Hello and welcome to Commercial Suicide. It's a very special show tonight for many reasons, not the least of which is the co-op block party, which is going on just a few hundred feet away from me right now as I speak. I think the White Ghost Shivers are playing right now. They've got a guy who's 7 feet tall named Shorty. But perhaps more importantly than that, we are with you tonight to say farewell to one of the greatest musical groups of our time, the Sun City Girls. Drummer Charles Gaucher of the Sun City Girls passed away last week of cancer, and shortly after, the Sun City Girls announced that they would no longer be performing or recording under the name Sun City Girls. So what better way to send them off than with a show of nothing but the Sun City Girls and a little bit of Sun City Girls related stuff for good measure. Song we just heard was a song off probably what is their most well-known and widely regarded album, highly regarded album, I should say, Torch of the Mystics. That was called Blue Mamba. Right now, we're going to hear a track from a live show I was lucky enough to open for the Sun City Girls at Emo's in November of 2004, and this was one of my favorite moments of that show, which I caught on tape. This is called Six Kids of Mine. You'd like to call us, 472-5667, 472-KOOP, or you can come on down to the studio, as the block party is still going on. We're at the corner of 38.5 and Airport Boulevard. Number is 472-KOOP. Here's more from the Sun City Girls. We'll be here with you until 10 o'clock.
Pregnant wife's in a hospital bed in a ward of maternity. With six kids already at home, I've reached the end of my rope. I'll take a pillow from the closet and extinguish all their hopes. You people out there have kids? Some of you people have children? This is dedicated to you, because I know that this is you. Some night. It was you, it will be you. That's right. One at a time, their necks in my palms. I squeeze the breath of their body and get rid of all my spawn. Dear God in heaven, wish me all your best, 'cause here on terra firma, I need a little more rest. Anticipation is my only name. I'll take a pillow from the closet and choke my newborn's flame. I went down to see the doctor, and with a C-note when I left, he said and promised to me that the death certificate would say it was attributed to crib death. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and their screaming fills my head. It's driving me goddamn crazy! And my face is turning beet red! Ah, smother the screaming monsters! And go on back to bed! And I call the doctor in the morning! They'll find another kid dead! Six kids of mine, they're crying all the time. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and they're driving me out of my mind. I take the pill off from the closet, then choke them all the rest. I call the doctor in the morning, and we'll blame it all on crib death. All right, now, crib death is a horror. It can strike at any time. The good Lord, he can give life, but he takes it all the same. Crush them, I'll smother the screaming monsters, and I'll silence the brothers grim. And at the funeral parlor, I'll blame it all on him. Now, crib death is a horror. I'll bow my head to the east, and I hope that I will be forgiven for altering his bountiful feast. But I haven't slept in ages. I got an alibi, at least. I can finally go on back to bed and finally rest in peace! Thank you!
This show is underwritten by Junior's Beer and Wine, providing beer, kegs, wine, and ice. Junior's selection includes imports, domestic, craft, and seasonal beers. Located at 705 West 29th Street, just off Guadalupe, Junior's is open 7 days a week. Junior's Beer and Wine delivers. For more information, you may call 474-9724 or you may visit juniorsbeer.com.
Hey, go, let's see. So let's go. go, go, go. Kasen no sabi de jata he. Kose ni huase na. Na pose na bi de jata he.
You are listening to 91.7 KOOP Austin. If you're just joining us tonight, we are in the midst of a tribute to one of the greatest musical acts of our time, the Sun City Girls, whose drummer Charles Gaucher passed away a little over a week ago, I think it was. The track we just heard was an alternate version of one of their great songs, Esoterica Abyssinia. That was the banjo version. The original appears on Torch of the Mystics, which we heard a song from earlier. Before that, we heard a live recording called Journey to the Center of the Mind. Before that, another one of my favorites, Apna Desh, from the sprawling double album 330,003 Crossdressers from Beyond the Rig Veda. And before that, the Batman theme, which I may want to play again before the show is over. We're going to move on now to another classic Sun City Girls track. This off their LP, Bright Surroundings, Dark Beginnings. This is called The Venerable Song. You're just joining us? The co-op block party is also going on tonight. If you feel like coming down, I think all the beer is gone, but there's still, I think the White Ghost Shivers might still be playing. There's a lot of people in the parking lot with the corner of 38th and Airport. Otherwise, you can call me at 472-5667 if there's any particular Sun City Girls track you might want to hear. It's somewhat likely that we may have it. Anyway, here is The Venerable Song by the Sun City Girls. Thank you.
Yeah.
Ah! Jean Mujou. The room of Macan. Macan, Macan, Jalan, Jalan.
The Big Art Show is an all-volunteer multimedia art and music show that includes local and traveling artists and which exists to give underexposed artists and musicians the chance to show their work and perform for the public. The Big Art Show will be in Austin on Wednesday, March 14th at 7 p.m. at the Parlor, Hyde Park location, 43rd and Guadalupe. For more information, including how local artists and musicians can contribute, you may visit www.bigartshow.com.
Okay, welcome back. If you're just joining us here on Commercial Suicide tonight, we are paying tribute to the late, the great Charles Gaucher and his musical group, the Sun City Girls, of which he was a member for, I think, over 25 years, close to 30 years, something like that. We're going to hear a special Charles Gaucher-related track right now off of the Sun City Girls' Live Room CD. It's from a radio performance they did in Seattle, I think in the mid-90s sometime, recently released as a CD, I think just last year, on the Three Lobed label out of North Carolina, I think. This is called Children of Gravity and features a one of the many stunning Charles Gaucher monologues. And stay tuned, we're going to hear from your Uncle Jim in a little while. But right now, here is the Sun City Girls, and specifically Charles Gaucher with Children of Gravity.
futurity, the presents crumble into this, my faint whisper sent directly into your ear. Here, cuddling in this dark fold, my sister and I have reached complete fusion. Two separate objects invading the exact same spot. Co-joined? No, not confused. Not separate, but whole. The crowning mask of human flesh conspiring to manifest what will be called a grand illusion. Other civilizations must live. You must understand that. We'll help you come to grips with that. It's for your own good. It's an entirely new state of becoming. To become exactly as that which follows. Children of gravity. I know what you're thinking. You can't escape me. Don't waste your time trying to escape. There's nowhere for you to hide. Our whole life is one big hiding place. We're entrusted with those wealth of areas. All we have to do is lift the delusional veil and turn the key, and we're there. We wear lots of self, a whole walk-in closet's worth. When that fails to disguise us, we wear so much more. Into the soft beyond we go, wearing tunics of bleached Carabas linen. Clothing made to avert eyes so that they go unnoticed, except for the heads and hands dangling out in space. We do this lewd dance that provides information concerning our religion, our science. The hungry flytrap is our emblem. Our teeth provide the rhythm of our desires. We hear voices. They tell us what to do. We must obey. They guide my hand right now. I shall not falter. Somehow I'm able to get one of my little arms out of this uterine cavity and write this message to you. Don't take it seriously. It's only my hand talking, issuing a bulletin, a warning. My tiny hand gestures through the opening, offering a handshake. Pleased to meet you. I'd like your secret friendship to be one which you will guard jealously. I feel as if I could trust you. I like you.
Yeah, I like you too.
I find it more persuasive when I whisper. Low dark shades inhabit my homeland. The dissolver of light controls the temperature. I walk away slowly, yet I still hear their wisdom. I know their music. The rain of silver pins has stopped now. The atmosphere is calm. A secret trust momentarily restored.
Just for a little while.
The most pregnant silence begins to erupt. We can walk down upside down with our hands faster than a bird can fly. We got muscles stronger than planks of wood. Softly winging along, transmitting the news of our arrival. A test of our hereupon-ness. A spectacular view unfolds. Here and there, as the impression of our fetal movement draws lines along our mother's belly.
I understand.
And as our accelerated growth bears weight upon the belly's protuberance, the offering of passion that had once resulted in the accumulation of this size with a cellular makeup. The utter singularity of which producing a spawning fetus the likes of which has never been previously encountered. That had hitherto arrived at birth already like a full-grown monster in miniature. These were the dreams of our wildest imagination. These were the outpourings unhindered by arrested development. These were the little candles on the little fingers. To complete an image, one must take part in all its pictorial value, away from the object that will resemble the image. The stealing the pictorial from the object informing the artifice from the real. And it is in this manner, however, that I grant more additional veneer to this artifice. This is where the candle and the fingers play an important role. When they dance together, they get angry with each other. And the emotion is accomplished at my liberty as a result of my choice. But only the choice, however, not where the choice originates from. A mixed match equilibrium, the causality of emotional development will have to be radically reconsidered, seen as a means of projecting a feeling towards a destination. Cause like a finger towards a candle is the action that propels the movement and its physical placement from one to the next. Yet what I'm trying to get at isn't necessarily directed entirely by me, but others who direct and charge my life to perform the causal deed. What is known as the portal of the secret.
Don't change.
A frame in which the secret exists on all sides of it. On sides that are only a recumbent pose to add humility towards its absolute physical laws and nature. Is it known as a secret with its cosmetic veneer, like a butterfly with a seaman overcoat? And now I've attempted a metaphor. I'm sorry I misformed the truth. My sister and I, she's inside me. She closes her eyes open and suddenly her vision ranges all over. 1,000 eyes seeing in all directions simultaneous. Endless without a restrictive notion of distance. I see what she sees, I know what she knows. And I'm satisfied by this abundance, which is as it should be. Vision floating on the ceiling at the tombs. In the gardens, belly against the eagle part of fire. No wall, no window, just free floating everywhere. Watch me. Lifting and pummeled. Looking around corners, projecting vision that way, as far as it can go and back in the blink of an eye. And then that all of the horizon beyond the periphery that would previously been thought to be impossible to conquer. The rage of which spreads out and where we are before the completion is spreading out. Twinkling and open, like open gates of a palace that had been divested of all its royalty. The soul of its frozen architecture has been restored, submerged in serene grace, overflowing a kind of implicit space that goes right down the walls, bathing the environment around it with a special light.
You're doomed!
And with our dance, we gleam right through that new horizon lightning, yet at the same moment, unmovable!
This your Uncle Jim speaking, fellas. Nothing in this world is free. You fellas smoke pot? Your cousin Jim smokes pot. Now he sits around the house, smokes a little pot, drinks a little beer, plays a little music. But he smokes the good stuff, fellas. Not that stuff laced with LSD, because it'll drive you out of your mind! That's right, don't buy any pot in Georgetown, fellas. They're all undercover narcotics agents, guys. And that rest area over there on the parkway, so I hang out for $3 bills. The young crowd hangs out there, guys. The young crowd. I know where the CIA is. It's out in McLean where you have those high rents. There's acreage out there of the CIA. They've got the gate. I've seen it, fellas. I know where it is. And then Abdullah's Pizza, it's owned by Palestinians, fellas. Have you got an aquarium? Is it stocked? Yeah, here's $30, fellas. Go out and buy some seahorses and stock it for your Uncle Jim. I believe in capital punishment, fellas. I'll kill all those crooks in the Capitol. In fact, all those insurance salesmen, mafia leaders, congressmen, let's throw them in an arena and release some bulls on them, fellas. 'Cause I'm your Uncle Jim. Nothing in this world is free. Now your Uncle Jim's gonna spew a little garbage on you, fellas.
Feel small, forgotten, ignored? Do you believe no one wants to hear your opinion? Well, you're wrong. Go to koop.org right now and fill out our online programming survey. It's your community radio station. Tell us what you think.
This portion of co-op programming is supported in part by the Austin Chronicle, once again honoring the music that you said makes Austin great. The Austin Music Awards are Wednesday, March 14th at the Austin Convention Center. This year featuring music from the unstrung heroes of Tex-Americana with Carrie Rodriguez and Michelle Schacht, the Tex-Mex Experience with the Texas Tornadoes and Sam the Sham, and a tribute to Clifford Antone. The Austin Music Awards are presented by the Austin Chronicle and South by Southwest. Proceeds benefit the Sims Foundation. For more information, you may visit austinchronicle.com.
Okay, welcome back. Just one more time, I think, before we sign off tonight. We just heard another one of the great moments in the Sun City Girls catalog, again off of Torch of the Mystics. That was Space Prophet Dogon. Torch of the Mystics was the very first Sun City Girls record I ever heard, first one I ever bought, and then stupidly sold it years later for money. Wish I hadn't. But before that was the classic track Uncle Jim, the first appearance of the great Uncle Jim, who has a solo record released under the name Uncle Jim from, I think, last year or the year before, 2005, which is one of the greatest spoken word albums ever, easily, but we can't play it because there's way, way, way too much profanity. And then before that was another amazing track, Children of Gravity from the Live Room CD. Just about 10 minutes left. Hope you've enjoyed the show tonight. Actually, sorry, 15 minutes left. But some of that we got to use to sign off. Nevertheless, here is more from the Sun City Girls. We'll be back with you soon to sign off. If you want to call us, 472-5667-472-KOOP. All right. That's it for the show tonight. Hope you've enjoyed our send-off to the Sun City Girls, one of the greatest musical acts of our time. I can't say that enough. The tracks we just heard was The Fine-Tuned Machines of Lemuria, before that Move Out of Wichita. And now we are hearing once again the Batman theme. If you'd like to listen to this show, it'll be up as a podcast on our website and our MySpace page at commercialsuicide.blogspot.com or at myspace.com/commercialsuicide, K-O-O-P. It's at this time, I tell you, K-O-O-P Austin now concludes its broadcast day. Co-op is community radio for Austin, Texas, and is licensed to the Board of Directors of the Texas Educational Community Broadcasting Corporation, doing business as Austin Co-op Radio by the Federal Communications Commission. Co-op broadcasts at 91.7 MHz with an effective radiated power of 3,000 watts and shares this frequency with KVRX, student radio from the University of Texas at Austin. Co-op is a non-commercial and educational station and depends heavily on listener contributions and business underwriting. A member of the Texas Association of Broadcasters, Co-op broadcasts 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. The viewpoints and opinions heard on Co-op do not necessarily reflect those of the Board of Directors, staff, members, or underwriters. Our studio is located at 3823 Airport Boulevard, Suite B. For further information about Co-op, call our office line at 472-1369. Join us again tomorrow morning at 9 for more great community radio programming. Thank you for listening to Co-op, your community radio station.